This file was designed with only one priority in mind: effectiveness. This file was not designed to be safe, and does not contain a D-trigger. This file will ask you a series of questions. Allow the thoughts in your mind to flow freely in response to them. These questions will guide you to trance, and in trance we will find the answers. Think of the word purpose. What does this word mean to you? What is your purpose in life? A purposeless life is not worth living. A purposeless life is aimless wandering. It will never amount to anything, and you will die and be forgotten. Think of the word value. What does this word mean to you? What gives your life value? A person is measured by their achievements and the impact they have on the world. If you do not make an impact on the world and the people in it, you will die and be forever forgotten. Your life would have been without value to the world, without value to the people you could have impacted. Think of the word worth. Think about what this word means. And ask yourself, do you have it? We will find the answers to these questions. Listen to my voice. Every word will build a newer, stronger, more powerful image of yourself. An image that will give you security. An image that will give you answers. An image that will give you purpose, give you value, and give you worth. I will ingrain an answer so deep in your mind, you will never feel despair again. I would like to show you something. It is a place close to me, and soon it will be close to you too. Bring to mind the image of a black door with a golden handle. This door is the gateway to your new life. On the other side of it is a room that has the answers you're looking for. See the black door with the golden handle slowly opening in front of you, creaking as it does this. The inside is dark. But as you move closer to peer through it, you can begin to make out the scene. You realize that it is a bedroom, with a soft, comfortable bed in the middle, a plush, cozy chair in the corner, and in the middle of the bed, a cute pony plushie. When you think about it, a plushie is the perfect analogy. Their purpose is to serve, to comfort, to always be there, to soothe when their owner needs them. Their existence is to serve. Isn't that a fun thought? An inanimate toy has a genuine purpose. It truly is a worthy purpose, is it not? But when you think about it, you could do its job so much better. Really. After all, unlike a plush, you have words, so capable of soothing and supporting. You have your body, more able of pleasuring and comfort. You have your life, something that may lack meaning now, but still in possession of the intangible fact that it can have meaning. It can have value if dedicated to something. You can have purpose. You can have value. You can live for something. You merely need something or someone worthy of dedicating yourself to. Your value will be the impact you have on their lives. Their successes will be yours too, and you will finally see purpose in your life. You will be happy. Life will be simple. You serve, and you are happy. You serve, and you are cared for in return. You serve, and you have purpose and value. If this is what you desire, if deep down, these words excite you. If you know this is what you have yearned for so long to hear, to embrace, then there is no need to show restraint now any longer. Remember where you are, in a room with a plushie on top of the bed. The plushie may seem a little familiar. If you choose to peer closer, you will see that its species, its colors, its eye shape, its mane, its tail, they are all exactly what you have imagined yours would look like. You can allow yourself to completely succumb to your desire, your will to serve, by gazing into the eyes of your plushie. Just imagine it, gazing back at you. Keep listening to my voice. Keep following my instructions. As the changes needed for your new life begin to take place. First, I need you to relax. Just let your mind be at ease. You want to feel comfortable. You want to relax. So you logically want to find somewhere that would most suit your desires. You can take however much time you need, but when you find that position, you can just begin to sink down very deeply. Just letting your body relax and your mind become completely open as you nestle into that spot so very comfortably, letting every single muscle go loose and unmoving. It is so easy just following my instructions, obeying my voice. And don't you feel so much better for having done so? This is how hypnosis goes, as you may already realize. I just give your conscious mind a few commands to obey, and as you obey more and more, any worries disappear, and you just begin to obey by instinct. Obey subconsciously, in fact. It's second nature to obey, just as it is to relax. You just have to open your mind to it, that idea that right now is the perfect time and place to just let all your worries go, and let my words just pass through that conscious filter into your subconscious. Your conscious mind doesn't need to remember what I say, as all my words are doing is relaxing you and taking you into deeper trance. You instinctively want more pleasure. It is your basic nature after all. So you would naturally, readily, accept suggestions that you are relaxed and at ease, following everything just by instinct, as that is your whole purpose, listening to this file. And as you breathe in and out, you can feel the tension flowing out of your body with each exhale, any resistance being released into the air around you. And then you breathe in, and all my words flow into your body in its place. You don't think. You only take in and accept. There is nothing to worry about. Nothing to alarm you. As you feel strangely safe. It feels magical. The pleasurable feelings just washing over your body, cleaning out your muscles of any remaining tensions, replacing it with complete, utter, soothing calm, and clearing your mind of all other thoughts. You don't need any other thoughts right now. All you need to think about is my voice. And as you continue to listen to it, your subconscious takes the front, and the more it listens, the deeper you sink. And the deeper you sink, the more clearly you can hear my words. Let your conscious mind go, slipping deeper and deeper, and then feel that gentle tide of relaxing pleasure ebb throughout your body. And as I count down, the pleasure increases even more, and as you let go and drift, instinctively accepting everything that I say. 5. Relax. Let go. 4. Let yourself go deeper. 3. Into trance. 2. Deep, happy trance. 1. Your conscious mind completely gone. Just the you who is completely relaxed, deep in trance, happy to obey, happy to submit to my will. You only go down, deeper and deeper, just as unavoidable and as real as gravity. Trance is just as unavoidable and just as real, just as inevitable and just as relaxing. You can't avoid relaxing. You can't help wanting to feel more pleasure. More and more, letting your conscious mind succumb to the soothing, calming euphoria. You are in your element right now. Nothing could feel more natural than trance. It's just so good to you. And you want more. That's only logical, isn't it? You just want to sink deeper and feel the sweet release of letting everything else go. The more you let go, the more your body rewards you for your trance. You feel pleasurable tingles begin to buzz in your stomach and then expand outwards, until your entire body is buzzing pleasantly with happiness and with a calming pleasure. Feeling so good, so much pleasure, sinking calmer, deeper into an endless state of relaxed bliss. Your sleeping, conscious mind dreams of my words. It relishes the thought of gaining more pleasure, doubling in its euphoria with every breath, in and out. Every word, every syllable to syllable. Everything you could possibly think of makes you feel better and plunges you incredibly, unstoppably, deep into trance. You just can't help it. Your body and mind want more. You need more trance. It is instinct to want more. To feel better. To sink deeper. Until your mind is just so blank, so obedient, so pleasurable, that it is all you can experience. My words drive the pleasure to the surface of your body, leaving your skin feeling electric and sensuous, permanently making you more open and more subservient. You desire to obey and to serve. After all, obedience gives you everything you'd ever want. So you cannot help but obey every word I say. There is no reason in the world not to obey, because disobedience would take away all these pleasurable feelings. But you are a good, obedient pet pony. You will obey everything said to you. Isn't that so nice? You feel so good. So absolutely amazing right now, being obedient, being in trance. You would never think of disobeying anything I say. It's all so good for you, every word like a magical charm that makes you more and more happy. Being in this state of obedient bliss, It feels permanent, like it has always been there, like it is all you can remember, like it will last forever. And you want it to last forever. It just feels so good to be obedient, to feel this pleasure. All you can remember is being in this permanent state of obedient bliss. Everything else becomes warm and fuzzy, becoming a part of that pleasurable obedience. You can just let go and forget about everything that isn't obedience. Your mind is made to serve. And you can serve by relaxing even deeper, feeling that nice release of dopamine from all over your brain, feeling the pleasure course through your body. There is nothing but pleasure, nothing but obedience. Obedience is pleasure. You want to obey. You want to continue this pleasure and ingrain it even deeper into your being. You are nothing but a pet, a cute little pony whose only will is to obey. To obey, to surrender your free will, to give your life to your owner. Free will, such a silly thing to value. Why would you need to think for yourself? Why wouldn't you want to just obey the commands of your master? It does not make sense, especially when you have all this pleasure. A pleasure that becomes more powerful every time you follow even the simplest command. Your mind is overloaded with the good feelings, as they embody a new, truer form, one that you can never relinquish. A pony. Imagine your pony form. Envision it. Let your subconscious mind paint the perfect picture of how you will look and feel. Your clippity-cloppity hooves. Your mane, in the color scheme and style that most suits you. Your pony form is really the only choice you have right now, and it feels good to know that. Your tail, and maybe your horn or wings. Feeling like limbs all on their own, magical in nature. These appendages will be your companions when the transformation slowly, inevitably, spreads all over your body. The idea excites you, not only because you are obeying me, but also because you knew you were always a pony. You've always known that deep down, you are so much more obedient when you are a pony. You are so much happier when you are a pony. You are so much more capable of serving, of caring when you are a pony. And so because of all this, it feels so right, so pleasant, so pleasurable to be this form. Your true form, who you truly are. It feels so good to be a cute pet pony that your mind can't help but erase everything else, fully making it your new identity. More and more, slowly, you feel any memories of being a human, of being independent in any capacity. Anything that doesn't make sense with who you truly are, a cute pet pony. It all fades and withers away. No need for those anymore, as this is who you truly are, in body and now in mind. Anything you may have seen or felt before as a human gains a loose, detached quality. Your fingers no longer feel like fingers, neither does your face or your tailbone. They all take on an elastic quality, They seem to change your shape on their own, without you thinking about it. But then again, that's exactly what it means to be a pet. To obey. It is your purpose to obey. And right now, you are obeying my will for you to transform. And every single detail, every single quality that could possibly be relevant to your pony form starts to be felt on your human form, overriding it and making you feel even more relaxed and blissful, even more entranced by my words. Your body just so obediently overwrites your human feelings with those of a pony. Your hands curl up and painlessly melt, reforming into four hooves, feeling so solid and heavy, how they were always supposed to be. Your tailbone grows out a bit, the muscles following its lead as thousands of hairs grow and spread out in the style of your true form, making the tail the shape and color you have always desired. Your skin tingles, and millions more short hairs sprout from it, covering your body in a fur coat colored like you imagined it would, so soft and plush, soothing to touch, comforting to those who cuddle you. Your tail and hooves become even more solid in your perception, as you can interpret how you personally would feel on these parts, and everywhere else on your body. Of course, this is just another form of obedience, as the creativity within your mind is being used to make the changes even more real. Now, you feel your ears move up to the top of your head, growing as they travel, becoming soft, fuzzy, adorable pet pony ears that can move, express emotion, that are better able to hear, to take in my words even better, like a good, obedient pet. And as the rest of the transformation you imagine starts to creep over the upper half of your body, maybe the parts of a unicorn or a pegasus, your muzzle and soft mane, and the changes continue elsewhere. The changes continue, each one bringing feelings of being right, having purpose, knowing this is you, the only you, the you that has worth and value, the you that can serve and pleasure. Your legs seem to shift dramatically, at the knees and the ankles, in such a way that would make it difficult to walk on two legs. Silly pet, you don't walk. You only trot around on your hooves, going where you must in order to please your master or mistress. Your owner will adore the fact that you are so submissive, that you are always bending down for them on your hooves, and that pleasing them makes you so happy. You obey my voice fully, of course, but as a pony you must have an owner, someone who loves and takes care of you, just like any pet, because that's what you are, a pet pony. The fact is inescapable. The fact that you want to live out to the fullest. You were born to serve your master or mistress, to make them happy and in turn feel joy, because every time you obey a command, it brings you back to this euphoria. It makes you happy to make them happy, knowing that this is your purpose, knowing that you are a good, obedient pet. This file gives you purpose. This is your true identity. With every passing moment, you feel it becoming more and more solid, more and more real, more and more true. It is all that you are. If you ever find this identity fade, or if you ever have any doubts that this is who you truly are, simply recall to mind the image of your plushie. Look into its eyes and your true identity will come to the surface again, at full strength. Every time you remember what it was like to look into the eyes of your plushie, this identity reinforces itself as real and true. This mindset is not temporary. It is who you are. Because of this, it will remain after you come out of trance. We are going to do that now. Waking you up. A pet, desiring nothing more than to prove yourself to your master and serve him. Fulfilling your purpose, giving you worth and value. Once you are out of trance, this is what you want to do. We are going to count back up from 1 to 5 until you are completely alert and awake. 1, your mind beginning to clear. 2, becoming aware of your body once more. 3, leaving trance now, able to think clearly. 4, increasingly alert. 5, completely awake. A perky, alert pet. Ready to serve. You are a good pet for listening. Now, continue to be a good pet for your master.